like he's worthy. Can we give God a praise offering like he's worthy? Sometimes you don't feel it, but you got to do it anyway. You guys may be seated. Thank you very much. You know, it's one thing about church. When you come into church, sometimes it takes you halfway through in order to start feeling what's going on. I don't know what it is about life, but wouldn't it be great if you came in ready? Wouldn't it be great if you came in ready? How many of you are like those type of people when you get into work, you're not ready, but like halfway through the day, you finally get it. You're like, okay, I'm here. Wouldn't it be something that if you decided that, you know, before I got to the place I'm supposed to be, I'm actually going to prepare myself to be ready to do what I'm supposed to do when I get there so that I can actually get what I'm supposed to get out of it when I'm there? It's not till sometimes we look back and say, you know what, it was a great night halfway through. And it had nothing necessarily to do about what was happening during the night. It was all about you and the way you felt. And when your attitude changed, guess what? The night changed. And so when you come in expecting God to do something, God will respond to that. And so tonight is so appropriate as we go into the scripture tonight. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it's impossible. Everybody say impossible. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Listen, God responds to your faith, not your feeling. The Bible says that he is near to the brokenhearted and he comforts those who are crushed. But what really gets him, really identifying with what's happening in our life, is our faith level. And as a Christian, that's what it's about. And I'm so glad when we sing these songs, and a lot of times they have no idea what my message is going to be about, and I love when they just kind of sync together. Because tonight, we're starting a series called So Will I, and we'll hear a little bit more about this later and what it actually means. But we're going to talk about faith tonight and its role in your life. You know, this faith process is a process. And God does want you to crush it. You know that term crush it means that you've got it under control, that you're walking in victory, that you're taking care of business. But how many of us would be honest to say most of the time in my life I feel like I'm being crushed rather than crushing it? And I think God would have us change that mentality and that mindset to say, you know what, if Jesus could do it, so can I. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and I as a believer. And so we can do the same things that he does, and the Bible says that we're going to do greater things that he did. But for us to get to the point in our life where we understand that God responds to faith over our feeling. And that means sometimes you have to will yourself to do it. David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, the Bible says that he spoke to himself and he said, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Sometimes you have to have a meeting with yourself and get yourself right. And it's so funny because my brother-in-law, Sean's here, and he just, when I see him, man, he just inspires me because most of you know that there are people in here who are just gym addicts and they're freaks and we work out because it's, if we feel like if you're healthy in mind and body, you're healthy in spirit. But you'll oftentimes see my brother Sean in the gym, and we'll talk about this later. But when he's psyching himself up, or he feels like he is not performing to his greatest potential, he'll say, come on, Sean. And he'll look at it, come on, Sean. And what that does is it lets himself know that you can do better than what you're doing right now. And all it takes is a stern talking to sometimes to get myself to that point. Ever been there in your life where you're like, come on, man? And it's a phrase that moves you from where you are to where you want to be. And in your relationship with God and in your walk with Christ, a lot of times it's like that. Because you know that God wants better for you than what you're experiencing right now, and you can sense it. Because the Spirit is bearing witness with your spirit that's saying, listen, there is more than this. You know better than this. And in turn, it causes you to say, come on, man, you can do this. Oftentimes, you're waiting on someone else to do it when God says you have the power to do it yourself. And I think God would have us resonate with what Aaron was saying tonight, that it's time for us to power up or level up in our relationship with God or in life, for us really to begin to experience God's blessing and victory in our life. And leveling up is not easy. It requires you doing something, but it's worth it. And I think if we were honest in here, most of us would say that we're not living up to the potential that we know that we should be living up to in our life right now. We're not. And you can fill in the blank as to why that is. And you can make excuses as to why that is. Or you can say, you know what, from this day forward, I'm going to make a change to start to walk by faith more in my life, because I know that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It's by. That means that when I walk in faith, I have the ability to see things happen that are not currently happening in my life right now. That's what faith is. It's not a magic formula, but it's a gift that God gives the believer to see power working in their life and to see God doing things actually in their life. And really, more importantly, it's this. It's coming into the reality that God has already done it and that He already is at work in your life. You just haven't seen it yet. As a believer, you know that you already are walking in victory. You know the victory has already been won. The problem comes in is that when you have to deal with the reality of life and your sight gets in the way, that it causes you to take your perspective off where it should be, knowing that your eyes should be on the Lord. I'm going to use you as an example. I was talking to Ramona tonight a little bit when she came in, and Ramona's a new Christian. Got something for her, talking about, like, loves Jesus. It's in her. She says, you know what? The one thing that I have to learn as a new Christian is not just to trust God one time. Is I'm learning to trust God all the time. It's not, well, God did this for me one time. No, God said, listen, it's about the trust that you and I want to have, are going to have for, we're going to develop over time. And so I have to continue to trust God. It's not that I do it one time. I'm continuing to trust God because for what I'm believing God for, I cannot do it myself. That's where faith comes in. And you want to see God do more things in your life. And so I would propose to you tonight, where are you at in your journey? Faith. And some of us would say, well, it's just hard, man. I don't see things happening all the time. When in the Bible have you ever read about faith not being the key for you to see things happen in your life? It's all over the Bible, all over. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so, you know what God waits on? Your faith. Not that God cannot do it, because we know that He already has done it. But what He's looking for is His kids got to really believe that what He has done and what He has promised is true, is right, and can be seen as evidence in their life? Or are they going to continue to walk around feet, not really experience the goodness of God in their life? I believe, listen, there are things that God wants to do in our life. The problem is we're not seeing it right because we're not believing it right. You're not seeing it right because you're not believing it right. And so you have to look inside of you and say, listen, is there something in me that is off kilter that's not causing me to connect the way I should connect with God? And that's something that we have to wrestle with ourselves, because I believe God's got great things for us, but it's going to require us to do some different things in our life. So where are you at tonight? Where are you at? Hebrews chapter 11 is a fantastic chapter. If you've never read it, read it. It's a whole chapter about faith, and it talks about these men and these women who did exploits for God, not because they felt like it, but because it was by faith they did it. And so as a Christian, you're going to do it by faith. faith, by faith. Every step that you take by faith. And how many of you know in your life, and you know when God is trying to take you up to the next level? Can you be honest? Take you up to the next level. You know it yourself. Because you are doing things that you are not comfortable with. You are doing things that are not easy. And you're having to believe God in areas that you normally don't believe God for. And so in those areas, you know that God is trying to do something different because he's not letting you stay in that same little belief circle that you were in. You want God to take you up to the next level. It's going to require your faith level to come up and to believe God for more. And God requires more. If you want more, God's going to require more. Isn't that how it works in school? Every level, every grade requires more. It requires more sacrifice. It requires more discipline. But if you do it, you're able to graduate up into the next level. And God has different levels set up for every believer. Every believer. It's a matter of fact, are we passing a level that we're on right now in order to get up to the next level? We want to get to the next level. Most, I want to get to the next level. I want to see what God has called me to do. But we have to slay this dragon first on this level. You can't get to the princess at the end until we get past the dragon. We can't get to Jesus at the end until we start to really get past these things in our life that God wants us to get past to. And all they are, they're obstacles to the next level. Because ultimately, like Aaron said, that's the prize. But there are principalities and there are powers and there are rulers of the darkness of this age that we've got to battle and that we've got to get victory over if we're going to see it. And so that's why in your life sometimes you have no idea or understand what's going on in your life. And most of the time, and really, if we're honest, it's because you're fighting things in the unseen that you can't see. And sometimes it takes longer for breakthrough to come, and other times it doesn't. But remember that your battle's not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. And so we forget sometimes that you're a spiritual battle. Well, my emotions are out of whack. Yes, it's called being a man or a woman. Notice I said that. I feel out of whack in my body. It's called just life. But behind it all is what? Something going on. And when you really are in tune to it, it makes sense. And you become more aware of it. Close your eyes and says, listen, the reality of this is that you're in a spiritual battle right now. It really opens your eyes to see just how much of a that this actually is. That there are things happening right now that you cannot see that are really determining and altering the destinies of people right now in the world today, all because of things that you don't see. And so as a Christian, you enter into that. Hello? Armed with the faith that you have. And so your job is to light up the night. And what does that mean? That means your job is to be the light in the dark places by the way that you live your life, by the way that you believe God, by the way that you speak the truth, by the way that you obey. All those things help you light up the night and push back the darkness because the night is there. It's present, but in reality, what power does it actually have? If Jesus is the light and light lives inside of you, anytime light comes into darkness, it has to go. And so you have to understand the power that you have inside of you and what you take with you where you go. And so listen, if you're in a night season of your life right now, be thankful. Because God is trying to break you up into the next level. Because there's a world who needs the light that's living on the inside of you that you have right now. And that light has to break forth in your life. It has to. Once you begin to realize that there is light living inside of you that has got to go forth, you understand why there's such a fight over your life right now. You begin to realize that the Jesus that's living inside of you wants to express himself in such a way through you for all the world to see in the way that God has called you to do it. And so the reality of it is that it's difficult and it's hard, but it's all because the light is trying to break through that ground so that it can come out and it can come in contact with the people that you're in contact with every single day. It's not something that's dormant. Sometimes you think, well, my relationship with God is dormant. It's not going anywhere. It's going somewhere. And sometimes you wonder, man, am I giving birth to something? Yep, you are giving birth to something because out. But sometimes you don't understand what it's doing, and you're trying to cover that light because you're like, man, I'm believing some crazy stuff right now. God has asked me to do some crazy stuff. I'm coming up to a next level right now, and I don't get it. And you're trying to stifle it. And God says, stop stifling it. Let it out. By faith. The enemy would like nothing more to keep a lid on it. Because the more you keep a lid on it, the more it stays controlled. The more frustrated you get, and then the more you allow fear to rob you of the true joy and the true light that God wants to give you in your life. It's a robber. But I don't understand it. You don't have to. That's why it's called faith. When Peter walked on the water, do you think he understood what he was doing initially? When he saw Jesus and Jesus said, come on, it's me, he got up on that water, and it wasn't until he looked out and he said, I'm really walking on the water. I'm a fisherman. I do this boat. I throw hooks out. I don't walk. And it's not until he realized what he was doing that he sunk, but Jesus was right there. And I believe God has called us to that level of faith. And most of us in here, and I would be so bold to say all of us in here, God is calling us to come out a little further. I got to get you out. Because I want to take you to a new place in me. Don't you know that you are made for more than what you're experiencing in your life right now? Don't you feel that in your heart right now, that you are made for more? You can't tell me that there's not something inside of you that's saying there is more to life than this, than just existing. God never called you just to exist and take up space. If that was the case, we were a colossal waste of a creation. Just to take up space and do nothing. Christianity and the way we're supposed to live this life, I look this way. It's do or die. It's do or die. What does that mean? That as a Christian, I am saved by faith. I understand that. It's not of works. I'm not boasted about my salvation whatsoever. I didn't do anything to earn it. But at the same time, I've got to act because of what Jesus has done and because of the faith that has been deposited in me. It causes me to do. You know, the foundation that we look back on, the Bible says that we got the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. It all started because of their belief. We're just following in their footsteps something that was started 2,000 years ago, and it's not stopping. And so you're either going to do or you're going to die spiritually. That's just how it works. Look at somebody in their life who is inactive, who's immobile, who doesn't live a life that is progressive or moving forward. There's not much life there. There's not much to desire there because they let themselves go or they let themselves believe something that maybe isn't true. And then look at someone who is active, who's moving forward, who's taking care of their body, who has a faith perspective. Man, look at the two opposites. God has called us to exercise our faith and to actually do something. There is not a middle ground. People always say, well, I feel like I'm in the middle. There is not a middle ground. There's not. You're either growing and moving forward, or you're doing this. You're going backwards. Case in point, you know it's true. Perfect example. You haven't been in the gym in years. You go back into the gym. You lifted like 5 years ago. You go back into the gym and try to do the same thing that you did 5 years ago. It's not going to happen because your muscles have atrophied. Your body is not used to what you used to do. And so you have to go back in and rework all that and get your body back into muscle memory and into a place of where you can actually take what the workout calls for. Is that not true? Look at your faith level. In the times of your life when you were really believing God, and as opposed to the times of your life where there was some doubt and there was some struggle, there's a difference. Don't let the enemy lie to you and say, well, it's just okay to stay in the middle. It's okay to play it safe. Because, listen, after all, don't you want to live a comfortable life? Well, listen. Erwin McManus wrote this book, and I encourage you to read it. It's called Last Arrow. And my last point tonight is this. Leave nothing for the next life. What do you think you're taking with you to the next life? Well, I'm going to do it on the other side. I believe God has called us to exhaust our opportunities, to exhaust our talents, to exhaust our abilities now. Because in this dispensation, you need them. When we get over into heaven, it's perfection. But what we do now counts for then. So if you are at a point in your life right now where you feel like you are regressing and you are not being out on the opportunities that God has given you, to exhaust every opportunity and exhaust it to its fullest. Have you ever heard an athlete say, hey, listen, we left it all on the field tonight. We left it all on the field. Had to drag them out, exhausted. We left it all out. Here's my question. Are you leaving it all out there? Or are you trying to conserve something that God doesn't want you to conserve? He wants you to use. Well, I'm afraid what that's going to look like for me. Listen. I got to do this now. Hold on. Hebrews chapter 11. It's going to take me a little bit to get through this, but I think we'll be okay. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please. Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. And listen, continue to read. By faith, Abraham, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Wonder what is left to be achieved and conquered through your life. But you're trying to save something that God never called you to save. He said if you lose it, you'll gain it. So what do you have to gain? The whole world. If you lose your life, God said, I'll give it back to you. Because in that, I'll give you dominion. I'll give you authority. I'll give you opportunity to use your gifts because you realize that it's through me that you're doing it. But the more you try to hold, the more I hold. If you let it go to me, I'll give you the grace and power that you need to take the next step. And to know what it means to conquer and have dominion and to experience real freedom and come up to the next level in me. God is excited. He wants his kids to come up to the next level because he's already there. It's time to move. Wonder what could change in your life. If you keep believing God that that thing is going to change. Most of the time what we look at, we say, well, it's not changing in God. And, you know, God could do something just like this. But he's more interested in you changing in the process. Most of the time we're asking God, well, God, I want you to move it. And I believe I need you to move it. And God said, listen, I just want you to push against it. I just want you to believe me for it, because at any time I can move it, and I will move it, but what I want to see is your faith level rise, because that's what I'm interested in, your faith level rising, not it falling. Can we all stand up to our feet tonight? How many of you are believing God for big things in your life right now? You're believing God for big things in your life. Right now. We're going to go into this next song. We're singing one more song tonight. And it's called So Will I. And it's the theme for our series. And as we go into Easter, God has opened the door for us to move. And so April 1st, this year, we're moving over to North Shore Elementary on Sunday mornings. At 10:30. And so we believe that God has called us to move. Can we give God a praise offering for that tonight, okay? Some of you that might affect you, and that's okay. It affects you. But we believe that God has called us to move into that arena because it's the next season for TCC and that God wants to bring in a harvest of people. And he's gotten us this far and he's gotten us ready. And it's going to require another level of faith to get up into that next place. But I know that God is faithful and he's going to do it. And so as we go into this song tonight, I want you to listen to the words. Because it is a direct reflection of what God's heart for us is. God has already gone before us. But we've got to partner with him. Life. And so I want to challenge us tonight to really let it all go. Really let it all go. Not like play the game, let it go. Like, Lord, if I, you know, I'll give you half, but not all. Because the things that are awaiting you on the other side are far greater than what you're holding on to right now in your life. If we can just see it through God's eyes. And what I think he's asking us to do is, hey, listen, I want you to believe me first that I can do it. Because if you believe me, I'm telling you, there are going to be things in your life that I'm going to release into you. But it's by faith, because that's what pleases me. Amen. So let's go into the song tonight, and I'll come back up and I'll close.